Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello, welcome to OMG Craft. I'm Chad Johnson. Since Minecraft is a big sandbox, it's unfortunately possible to die. Let's learn about health, hunger, and food, and why these three factors are important to care for and look after. When you look at your heads-up display, you will notice three bars down here. The hearts are your health, the meat haunches are your hunger, and the long bar below those other two bars are your XP. We're not going to care about XP right now, but your health and hunger are very important. As you take damage, you'll lose health. However, if your hunger is mostly full, your health will slowly regenerate. Hunger will go down over time, and also it'll go down faster if you sprint around and jump a whole bunch of times. It's actually pretty connected to how active you are in game. You can replenish your hunger by having food. Hunger, unfortunately, doesn't regenerate by itself. So what I'm going to try to do is find a village in-game. And I'm just going to do it by jumping on top of this tree and looking for... Ah, there it is. There is a village. So let's go ahead and walk right on over to that village. I'm leaving my spawn. I'm leaving a bonus chest. Good thing I took it all with me. And you can see that my food bar is actually deplenishing already. I can also go ahead and kill these pigs. Hey, pigs. You're my friend, right? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Not really. Killed you. And this village, as well as you can kill chickens, and I got your eggs. Unfortunately, you can't use eggs. But villages are really useful because they have really nice resources. This is a wheat farm, and I can go ahead and break this wheat, and I get some wheat right out of it. And you also get seeds. You can replant the seeds, and they will grow over time. This is really useful because it replenishes itself as you play the game. It's a really, really good source of renewable food. Now, this village also has some cool resources inside. This is a sort of like a little blacksmith shop. I found an iron sword and iron boots and some apples. Like, these little villages are very, very useful. You can see that my health, my food bar is already pretty low. So let's go ahead and eat this apple right here. Now, let's go ahead and craft a hoe ourselves so that if we didn't find a village, we could actually harvest some of these plants myself and create a nice little farmland. What I'll need is some of these wood planks, a crafting table. So let's go ahead and make that and place that on the ground. Just right here. Just right in the street of this village. This village is going to be very, very, very mad at me. Let's go ahead and throw down those two sticks and by right-clicking make this hoe. It's farm time. That's right. Achievement get. And you just walk over to some grass and right-click on the ground, and it will till the soil. Now, this dirt actually will keep turning back into normal untilled dirt because it's not next to water. You need to keep your dirt watered. You can actually see a difference in color between these two tilled dirt blocks and these two tilled dirt blocks. That's because these ones have water and the other two don't. Over time, these ones will turn into watered tilled soil, but that's good to keep in mind that you need to have your soil about four blocks away from water. Your blocks will also get water if it rains, and sometimes they'll just randomly be hydrated. However, this is very, very slow. This is a very slow process to get wheat. And let's just say you're hungry right now. So the other ways, like I mentioned before, are to find animals in-game and kill them. That's right, chicken. It is your time to die. That's right. And I actually broke that patch of tilled soil because I jumped on it. Whenever you jump on a patch of soil, it turns untilled. Now that I have this chicken's guts, I'm going to go ahead and put it into a furnace. This village is really useful because it actually already has a furnace right here for me, but I really need to craft my own. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up some stone here from the floor. You can do this by harvesting stone normally in-game. There's smooth stone and cobblestone. Whenever you harvest smooth stone, it actually turns into cobblestone, as if you have broken the blocks enough that they turned into just normal old cobble. This poor blacksmith, I'm just ravaging his house. I took everything from his chest, and now his whole floor is just completely screwed up. So, sorry, Mr. Blacksmith. We're going to come back over to the crafting table. Right-click that. Throw down these cobblestone pieces, and that is the recipe for a furnace. I'm actually not going to place this down. I'm just going to go ahead and use this furnace right here. This is raw chicken. It will replenish some of your food, but it's much more useful to us if we cook it. So we're going to put it into the top of the furnace, above these little wavy lines, and then put something that will burn below it. This works kind of normally how you would expect a furnace. So some sticks will burn, this log will burn, this wooden sword will burn, and also things like coal and charcoal, which you will find later, will be able to smelt these raw chickens into cooked chickens. And not only is this a little bit faster than waiting for your crops to grow, but it replenishes a lot more health because meat in-game will fill you up faster than just normal old bread. Now, it's about time for us to go ahead and fall asleep. It's going to start getting dark here pretty soon. So now we need to find some wool to create a bed. In order to find wool, we're going to need to find some sheep. So we could just run around looking for some sheep, which is practically what we're going to do. So let me get back with you once I've found some sheep. Okay, the village is that way. We have spotted a sheep, a single sheep that, I mean, seriously, I've been looking for days. I mean, the engineers have left. They've gone home. So you can either shear sheep or if you don't happen to have shears, you can just go ahead and kill them. And they give you a single piece of wool out of it. Sometimes you'll kill them and no wool will come out. So it's close to a single piece of wool. If you shear them, you'll also get a single piece of wool, but they will regrow their wool once they come back. So let's go ahead and head back over to the village. Now, it's good to point out that while I was joking around that the villagers would be mad at me for stealing their things and pulling up their floors, they actually won't get mad at me. That's just not, you know, not a thing in-game that will happen. But let's go ahead and take over one of these villagers' houses by just breaking it. No, I don't like that house. That house is dumb. Let's go find a library. Yeah, this house. What happened to your books? Wow, you have a crap of house. Okay, let's go find a different house. Are you gonna... It looks like you're like a little salesman. Just jumping right on over that. Okay, that's fine. Come on, it needs to be a good house, right? Okay, I'm giving up. This is going to be the derpiest little house. It even has like a dirt floor. This is horrible. Okay, so what we're going to do... Actually, I need my crafting table, so let's go. It's starting to get dark, so this is perfect timing. So we're going to go back to my crafting table. I'm going to go ahead and make some more planks because I need at least three of them. And we're going to put three on the ground by right-clicking. We're going to put these wool right on top of it in this recipe, and we will get a bed out of it. Now, let's go ahead and place this bed in a safe location inside of this house that'll be safe enough, and go ahead and sleep in the bed. It has just become nighttime, and I'll just go ahead and sleep. What this will do is reset my spawn location from way back in the past when I had spawned next to that bonus chest. Now, I will spawn in this village the next time that I die. That is the end of this video. You may be thinking to yourself, where is the mining in Minecraft? Well, that's what we're going to get into in the next video.